USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Impeachment is again in the spotlight at both the White House and Capitol Hill. Democrats are reluctant to call what the House Judiciary Committee is starting an impeachment inquiry. Yet, President Trump tweets, "You don't impeach presidents for doing a good, parentheses, great job."
I said it's hard to impeach somebody who didn't do anything wrong. The Mueller report is out. There's no collusion after 2.5 years. Think of it. How ridiculous. I collude with Russia. In fact, Russia said, you know, if we really did pick him, we made a real bad choice.
A son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has been killed during an American counterterrorism strike in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. Records show that Hamza bin Laden was being groomed to succeed his father. The confirmation coming from the White House a few days after the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The death of a black transgender woman whose body was found in a burned-out car in South Florida last week is being investigated as a homicide and possible hate crime. Sarah McBride with the Human Rights Campaign.
Well, every year that we've tracked these murders, the numbers do change ever so slightly. Some years are a little higher, some years are a little lower. What's clear is that there is an increasing epidemic of anti-trans violence.
Belove Slater is the 18th known transgender woman of color to be killed in the United States this year. Officials have temporarily suspended aid efforts in the Bahamas as Tropical Storm Humberto threatens to hit the northwest region that was already hit by Hurricane Dorian 2 weeks ago. Kwasi Thompson is Minister of State of Grand Bahama.
While the storm is only predicted to be a tropical storm, we want residents to take it seriously. We want residents to pay attention to the weather alerts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A couple from Indiana is being charged with abandoning their adopted daughter from Ukraine. USA's John Hunt has more.
Indiana prosecutors have charged a couple with abandoning their adopted daughter in 2013 and moving to Canada, renting an apartment in Lafayette for the then 11-year-old girl, but otherwise leaving her to fend for herself. Prosecutors filed neglect charges against 45-year-old Christine Elizabeth Barnett and 43-year-old Michael Barnett. The Journal and Courier newspaper reports that the couple has an address in Indianapolis, but it was not immediately clear if they lived there or still are living in Canada. According to court documents, the couple adopted the girl, who has dwarfism, in 2010 when she was 8 years old. She came to the United States through an adoption program 2 years earlier from her native Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Minneapolis is banning drive-through windows. John Clemens reports.
The new ban does not restrict drive-through windows already operating, but does outlaw the construction at fast food restaurants, banks, dry cleaning stores, and other businesses in the future. Many fast food restaurants report the majority of their business comes from drive-through windows. Minneapolis hopes their plan will help eliminate greenhouse gas emissions as well as noise levels from idling cars. Concern now is how this will impact customers with disabilities or the elderly. City officials report the ban will not affect drive-through proposals that have been submitted before the new ordinance was passed. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.